Hellbenders are giant salamanders. Giant, fully aquatic salamanders. So they actually live their entire lives underwater.
Zookeeper Noah Shields is telling a group of visitors about the Hellbenders at Lafayette's Columbian Park Zoo. It's one of three facilities around the state working with Purdue to protect the salamanders from extinction. In 2013, a team from the university's aquaculture research lab collected hellbender eggs from the Blue River in southern Indiana, currently the only location in the state where the salamanders found. Shields is now helping take care of three of the amphibians that were hatched from those eggs. The one-year-old hellbenders are mostly brown in color with a flat body and head. They're currently less than a foot in length, but can grow to be as long as 2.5 feet from snout to tail.
We'll raise them till they're a little bit bigger and start training them up with some rocks and some gravel and things like that, kind of give them a hellbender boot camp before we release them back into the wild. And they will actually go back into the river system.
Shield says the zoo and its staff had to go through some training to be ready to take the hellbenders, including designing an entirely new system of tanks and chillers.
They're a very unique animal species in their husbandry aspects and their care aspects. They're not just something you can put in a tank and not have to worry about. We do water quality testing on multiple different water quality parameters daily. We also do water changing. The temperature has to be correct.
Shield says there's always the chance animals raised in captivity won't survive when returned to their natural habitat. But he says the area the hellbenders will be living in is one of the last places that can support the species.
I think the hopes for this project and the hopes for any conservation project like this when you're reintroducing animals back into the wild is not just to do it in one site, is to make your system unique and functioning so you can do this and then clean up other sites to release those back into their natural historical range.
Shield says in addition to Columbian Park Zoo, Purdue gave hellbenders to the Fort Wayne Children's Zoo and Mesker Park Zoo in Evansville.
It comes back to the whole thing's not having all your eggs in one basket, especially when you're dealing with a critically endangered species. Lots of zoos, aquariums, other nature centers and wildlife parks like that, we do spread our animals around just in case there is a disease that comes through in your area. It's not going to wipe out the entire population of one species.
He says it's just as important to save animals like the hellbender as it is more well-known endangered species, such as the black rhino or the mountain gorilla.
A lot of people really aren't super enthusiastic when you see a slimy salamander or a bumpy toad. However, they're a huge indicator species for the environment around them, and they tell us a lot about what's going on in the wild.
Hellbenders, for example, along with other less known animals like freshwater mussels, are very important indicators of water quality.
Georgia Parham is a public affairs specialist for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. She says it can be difficult to convince the public of the need to protect some animals from extinction, but she says saving all animals, regardless of their cuteness factor, is important because they're all part of the ecosystems we depend on as humans.
So if you've got hellbenders, if you've got healthy populations of freshwater mussels, you know that you're taking care of the water systems that we depend on as well.
Parham says the reasons animals are endangered varies from species to species, but it almost always can be traced back in some way to human activity.
You look at the bald eagle and the use of DDT, for example. That was a very clear connection. But sometimes things aren't as clear. But if you look at the threats facing the majority of the species that are on the endangered species list, it's things like habitat loss or overuse or other factors that human activity has contributed to.
Parham says because humans are responsible for some of the environmental changes leading to the decline of other species, humans can also make changes to help these animals survive. For WBAA News, I'm Kristen Malavenda.